This NBA season, make every three-pointer, alley-oop, and buzzer-beater even more exciting with FanDuel. You can bet on everything from first baskets and number of dunks to which player will drain the most threes. Or stack your bets with the same-game parlay for a shot to win even bigger. It's quick, easy, and you'll get your winnings fast. So download the app today and see why we're North America's number one sportsbook. Make every moment more with FanDuel. 19 plus and physically located in Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-866-531-2600 or visit connectsontario.ca.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to episode 6, season 9 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Rollinson. How you doing, man?
Doing all right, buddy. Can't complain.
A little bit of snow in the city now.
Yeah.
Looks kind of nice.
It does. It doesn't feel nice, though, Barry. It's nice from inside.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Broadcasting, as always, on Raptors Republic, raptorsrepublic.com. Shout out to those guys. Raptors Republic Christmas party's coming up.
Ooh.
A little over a week, so yep. Make some memories and then lose them
same night. Immediately after. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna start priming my body, drinking slowly but surely every day until that
get
party.
Get your sixes. Come get your sixes. We got a six from here, six over there, six from the six.
Drake, here's your royalty money.
There you are, Drake.
We're gonna cut back on that soon though, right?
Eh? Yep. We're gonna have to peel back some dollars from giving Drake so much money.
We'll take a look at the year-end fiscal report for Talking Raptors, and maybe.
Or just send us a fucking leather jacket that I won't wear, buddy. We'll call it even.
Send us a leather jacket I can throw on eBay.
Yeah.
Thing one.
Another, was it an up and down week? Maybe it was mostly just a down week, actually.
Yeah, it was mostly down.
Yeah.
Bright spots, though, but.
Some for sure bright spots, yes.
Yeah. A lot of valleys.
Yes. It was a nice win in Memphis. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah.
Precious Achiuwa looked incredible going back there.
He looked like a basketball player, man.
Yeah, man. He's clearly comfortable in Memphis.
Yeah.
So that's good.
That's a nice barbecue before.
Yeah.
Felt good.
The Indiana game, not good.
No.
Not good. And then the Boston game was frustrating more than anything. You know, you're watching that and you think they just keep getting close and then, you know.
Always right there and then not right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess to start, what were some positives you noticed?
Scotty Barnes is doing goddamn Scotty Barnes things.
He looks so great.
Dude, that third quarter, when he was sniping threes, he hit a three in transition. I'm like, holy shit, dude. This is the rookie of the year, baby.
Right?
Shooting
the threes, and then he had like a couple post-up moves that were unique, like he hadn't done before mm-hmm. against Boston.
He did one where he like it looked like he spun 360 in the air. I was like, I looked like a travel to me, to be honest, but god damn it, it wasn't, I guess.
It's new age basketball, okay? Love this man. He's definitely the positive, one of the biggest bright spots.
Yeah.
There's a couple bright spots, but holy lord.
Oh, yeah.
Really enjoying that.
And I really like that he got pulled real quick for making stupid fucking mistakes. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And just the accountability, like, I like that. You got to run a tight ship. Fred even said, like, he said in an interview where he's like, and he didn't mean it to be disrespectful. He's just like, there's a lot of guys getting minutes that didn't earn it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Both those guys, actually. Fred's been pretty solid as well.
Fred's so amazing, man.
Yeah, those definitely have been positives. The one thing, during the Memphis game, when Udo went up and blocked Dylan Brooks on a poster dunk.
Yeah.
And successfully.
Yep.
Like, stuffed, swatted, get that garbage out of here.
And we challenged that one, right?
They called it a foul originally. Challenged it, got it back. Amazing play. And all I could think of in my head when he did that, though, even when it was called a foul, I was like, this man got destroyed by Anthony Edwards mm-hmm. less than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still jumping up with these fools.
Yeah. Short memory, man. Short memory. Let's go. Next play.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Dude, the balls on that man. I mean, that's what you get for being that handsome, I think.
100%. He's got to hit his open jumpers, man.
Yes, that's true. But his energy and just all the other little things he does, it's so great to have him back.
Yeah, I'm always more comfortable with him taking Boucher's minutes.
yeah, that's where we are right now. I could see that for sure. It was nice seeing him back and doing his thing with that block. I was just like, this man has no fear. He doesn't fucking, again, you look that good.
Dude, he fell so hard, too. Yes. Like, good lord.
Yes. Like, he set himself up to get absolutely postered
again.
Yeah. And then didn't happen.
Canadian couldn't do it. Couldn't get it done, Dylan Brooks.
Who, but also shout out to Dylan Brooks having a good game that.
Yeah, he's good, man.
Yeah,
he's annoying as hell on defense.
He's really annoying. If you weren't Canadian, I'm pretty sure
I would hate his guts.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I think I would hate him.
When he called out, he made fun of Siakam's yell to
him. That was incredible.
Siakam went back and cooked him after that, which was nice. But that game was pretty entertaining, I got to say. Ja Morant's freaking unbelievable. He's out injured for a bit now, which sucks.
Too bad.
But he's also on my fantasy team. You know, hurts.
Double bad, yeah.
It hurts. Man, again, just that Yuta going up, despite being absolutely the face of the dunk of the year last season.
Oh, yeah.
Was amazing.
And once every game, Scotty Barnes just realizes he's stronger than everybody and it'll dummy up some people.
Yeah.
Get to the basket.
Yeah. It was amazing. Those were some definite highlights. And then Boston?
I just hate losing to Boston. I honestly, we could lose every single game as long as we beat Boston every time. I think, like, that's a win. Mm-hmm. Hell of a season.
And it seems so beatable this year, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Tatum's not...
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that dude.
Like, yeah.
He looks like he don't give a damn.
Something.
Got complacent. Just getting tattoos. Marcus Smart's so annoying. So annoying.
Yeah. Are we still making the playoffs, I guess? Is that the...
Man, we went from beating the Heat in the series to, are we making the goddamn play-in? I don't know. I don't think it matters anymore, man. I literally think now it's just a year. It's like, Scotty Barnes got to win Rookie of the Year. And then who cares about anything else?
I'm down with that. I'm fine with that. Let's watch that. I'll watch that all year.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much more growth that this team needs to be. We need health badly. Like... This is bad news, man.
This is one of the times when we could actually use stats on this podcast, because that's what I was wondering. Like, there are injuries all over the league, of course, you know, and you never want to make injuries an excuse. But it does feel like we've had a lot so far, you know, like never had the full lineup, it feels like, ever.
And also, like, we're missing our best defender.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're missing, like, a guy that can get a shot anytime he wants, and Gary Trent now.
And Gary Trent might be second best defender this year.
Yeah,
right?
Good Lord.
So, yeah. I mean, again, don't want to blame injuries, because that's kind of a cop-out, and then there's injuries all over the league, for sure, but it just feels like, goddamn, man, there's been a lot this year.
I'm going to blame injuries, because it's the only thing I can.
Perfect. No, it's
without,
fine.
Losing my fucking mind, you know what I mean? Without snapping and going off the rails. I'm like, wait till we get healthy.
Frustrated.
Could never happen all
the just want to see the full goddamn team. Just once, you know? Mm-hmm. Just want to see the full team healthy, see what happens.
And then when that happens, we're going to be like, oh, they need more time to gel together. need a couple more games.
Playing for what? Let's tank.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick, not to harp on Tampa, but you know I'm going to do it any chance I got.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the Tiger King sequel yet?
I have not watched it, no.
No? Did you watch the original?
I sure did, yeah.
Okay, yeah. The sequel's good, man.
Is it?
A lot of people, you know what it is, I think for me, that worked out perfectly, is the people in our circle of friends that I spoke to about it constantly shit on it. They're like, it is terrible. Don't watch it. It's terrible.
The second one?
Yeah, the second one.
Yeah.
The second one. And then one of my girlfriend's friends was like, no, it's not bad. It's pretty good. So I was like, you know what? Boom. I'm plowing through it on a Saturday afternoon. Not bad at all.
Not bad, eh?
Not bad at all. Like, I enjoyed it because my expectations were so low that I was like, you know what? This is actually, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah,
so if you go in with super low expectations, it's enjoyable. But I did not realize this until watching, or just didn't put it together watching the first one. But watching the second one is Carol Baskin is from Tampa.
There you go.
So a lot of, like, the shady, fucked up shit in the show, of course, is happening in that godforsaken city.
Tampa Bay.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
and they're like showing all this, like, this wild, insane, like, out of this world shit going on. And they're like, back in Tampa, back. And I'm like, of course.
She 100% murdered her husband, eh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. God, yeah. Okay. Absolutely she did. And fucking in Tampa.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. She got away with it, man. Shout out to Tampa.
Till the day I die, I will take the city of Buffalo or any city over Tampa.
Over Tampa Bay.
I'll take that to my grave. Just a heads up.
Yeah, you're like, I think I've driven through it. I've never been there, but I don't remember. I was also young. But you have been adamant since the team originally was going there. You're like, this is not good.
It's not a good city.
No.
Two or three days I was there with Monty Scott, and we we're driving through, going down to Miami, and we stayed there, and it was just like, I just couldn't get over it. I'm like, how do you fuck up a city that has warm weather?
Yeah, just booze and alligators and shitty buildings.
Yeah, Carol Baskin.
And Carol Baskin killing her husband.
Just want to throw that out there. Because, again, anytime something shitty about Tampa comes up, I'm just going to...
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pile on.
We also need things to talk about to not get too negative and get fucking destroyed on the goddamn internet.
It's better to vent our frustration towards the city of Tampa as opposed to this franchise. So,
yeah.
I still think we're making the playoffs. Okay. It's still November right now. We've had a ton of injuries. Haven't had the full team together. Haven't been able to gel with Siakam back. So, I feel like we're going to turn it around.
I am. I'm right there with you, buddy. Okay. I'm not confident, but no. That's what I hope.
I mean, I'm not confident in general. No. So that doesn't. Yeah. That doesn't change anything. Right before we started this podcast, though, it was reported that OG Anunoby and Yuta are out longer than.
No, Gary Trent.
Oh, Gary Trent. My bad, Gary Trent. Yeah. Well, even worse. Okay.
Yeah. yes.
Good. 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 Are out.
Yeah, they're not practicing today, and who knows.
What did he say? He said the news is that it's not good news or something?
He's
or?
Like, he's like, the change is that there hasn't been any change.
Yeah, so.
Nick Nurse is goddamn hilarious, man.
Good man, great coach. A lot of positives to take away. We're still making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Get the parade ready, buddy.
Yeah, fuck
Set
yeah.
Set up the concert with the Arkells, Nicky Nurse. It's on open gym, man. He's still carrying that guitar everywhere.
Of course he is.
Malachi's playing,
right? He's been doing okay.
Yeah, he's been doing all right. Oh, here's the thing about Malachi. Mm-hmm. This is now just me being a dick. But he's like kind of balding in the front. Like that fro looks real light in the front, man. I think he's got to cut it down. He's a young guy. That shit's going to go.
Oh, fuck. Here's something. I mean, I kind of realized, but I never really put it into perspective. You're talking about balding. I immediately went to Gary Trent Jr.'s forehead. Because that, you know, again, all handsome team aside, there could be something going on there, right?
No, he's fine. It's just a big forehead, man.
Okay.
The hairline's intact. It's just far up.
Okay. Fair enough. I guess I didn't realize or just didn't think about it. He's only 22 years old.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Listen, man.
He's 22.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I told you when we got him, I was like, this is amazing, bro.
You were super pumped when that trade went through, I remember. I remember you were extremely happy.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, I know him. I don't know him that well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
22.
Yep.
Like, that's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
He's 22. Man, that's good.
Yeah, that's young. I'm like, just having that many tattoos at 22 is insane to me.
It's a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
At that early an age.
You got
sure.
your whole life to fill up your body. Like, you're just going to be tattooing over tattoos.
Yeah. Then the odds of you liking what you like at 22 at, say, 32.
No.
Not good.
Yeah, thank God, dude. I almost got an arm sleeve.
Whoa, Jesus Christ. Yeah. You don't have any tattoos,
no.
Do you?
No,
me either.
I can't commit to...
Same. And the thing was, when I was in high school and all my friends were getting tattoos, I was like, I'm going to be the guy that didn't get tattoos.
Yeah.
That's going to be my thing.
Me too. That's why I didn't pierce my ears or anything. I was like, you know what? I'm going straight edge. Except just with my body.
Also the complete...
Not with what I put in it.
Yeah, just on the surface.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also my complete...
On the skin.
inability to commit to anything is also a big part of it too.
Thing two.
With the ups and downs of the season, there's been a lot of talk about Pascal Siakam being traded.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to stop.
It has to stop.
It's too much.
The chemistry between him and Scotty gets better every game.
He just came off major shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's wicked. Actually, Zarrar had in the quick reactions, he had a really good quote. He's like, when we need Siakam to be great, Siakam is good. And I'm like... He'll get to great. He can get to great.
Yeah. It is, and I know this has been mentioned 100 times, but it really is what happened. Is he just, it's all a timing thing, man. It's because Kawhi left, and then he got the max contract. And anyone who watches basketball never thought he was going to replace Kawhi Leonard. But like the fringe and the
people that just look at box scores.
Yeah.
And that's how they, like, they're just playing fantasy, and they're not watching the games.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's got to go. He's hindering Scotty's development.
Yeah, it's just his expectations and perception is fucked, all because of that contract.
Yeah.
And the timing and everything. It was just bad timing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like forever he's tainted with this fucked up perception that he didn't ask for. You know what I mean?
No, he didn't ask for it.
And
he just played his ass off, man, and got paid what he earned.
Yeah. The bubble obviously didn't help.
No.
That did not help. So that's on him for sure. And then, I mean, last year he looked good. Despite
before
playing
before he got COVID.
In the, yeah, exactly. The man got fucking COVID. And then surgery. And now he's back and he's been fine. He's good.
He's good.
He's seen flashes of greatness. The Sacramento game was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got it.
It's just going to take time, man, to figure it out. Those are like...
It's November.
Yeah.
It's still November.
Yeah.
For God's sakes.
Yeah. And Scotty Barnes is a goddamn rookie.
Yes. Yeah. Kyle Lowry's no longer here. The man who ran the floor.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And Fred's settling into his role.
Yeah. He's looking great. But the trade Pascal stuff's got to stop.
It's insane. Okay. But it happens every game. I'm so annoyed by everything around this team right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like that's the word of the day. Barry is annoyed. I'm annoyed by so many things, and I'm like, I don't want to get mad, and I don't, you know. But
it's good to vent, though. You
and I always was like, oh, it's all these young fans that just came in and they don't know. And I'm like, no, it's older people too. I'm like, oh, you don't watch the game. You literally just look at the box scores, and you're like, come on, man, this can't be. We can't have arguments about the shit if you're not watching the games. Like
Siakam definitely has like a target on him a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And I think it's that contract, man.
Of course it is.
And the timing of Kawhi leaving and him getting that contract. Like if he had if there'd have been a year in between, like if Kawhi Leonard left and then there was like a season and then the next year Siakam got a max contract, I bet there'd be less pressure on him. You know? It was that like perfect storm of like Leonard leaving, you're the next guy, you get the max contract, okay, it's on you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was never that guy.
No.
You know?
It's just weird how people nitpick like just about these contracts. I'm like, how much did you want him to get paid? How much do you think he's earned?
I kind of get, part of me gets it though a bit just because there's a salary cap, so it's like a strategy thing, you know?
Right,
so
right,
like,
right.
Are you earning the value of what you're taking up and away from other players, you know? But all that said, We gotta stop talking about trading Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, that's tough.
Let it go.
Even goddamn Bill Simmons today was talking shit.
Bill Simmons is shit.
He's a psychopath.
He sucks.
Again, he clearly doesn't watch Raptors games.
No, never. He's shit anyway. Just in general, he's shit.
He said he wanted to, if we were to trade Sabonis, we would have to give him a top three protected pick.
Yeah, sure.
With Siakam. Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Again, you got to watch the games to understand the man's value.
I mean, that's clearly you just saw the Pacers kick the shit out of us on a box score, and you're like, well,
yeah,
exactly. You're going to have to give us a pick here.
Yeah, yeah. That's our PSA for the week, I guess. Just leave Pascal Siakam alone.
Leave Pascal the hell alone. Let him figure it out.
It's going to be fine.
This team is, we're going to be a lot better. Game by game, man. We're slowly going to start figuring things out. It's going to tighten up. You're going to see. Don't worry, man.
We're still making the playoffs.
Get the parade ready.
We got thing three.
The Goran Dragic era has come to a close.
I don't know about that.
What a glorious time it was. So many memories.
I hope he's all right, man. I hope everything's all right. He's like out for personal reasons.
Yeah, all seriousness, obviously. More than anything, wanted to make sure the man's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And don't, of course, want anything bad to happen to him. And yeah, he's away from the team for personal reasons indefinitely. So hopefully everything's okay. But from a basketball standpoint, I mean, I guess there we go. Hey, that was it.
Hey, man. Came in, bricked some layups.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, the young guys really love him in the locker room. And Precious Chu was saying, you know. But it also could be like he came from Miami, so he was kind of the only guy you knew when you got here, right? So that definitely helps. And I don't know, man. Guy, like, you got to look at Fred. Like, this guy got it out the mud from nothing. I'm like, I think that leadership is all right. You know what I mean? I think he's someone you could follow. Like,
definitely.
Same with Pascal Siakam, man.
Definitely.
You can think what you want. Even you're like, oh, this guy fleeced the whole goddamn MLSE and got a max contract. If that's what you think, right? It's like, hey, shit, man, you want to make money?
Yeah.
Follow that guy. That guy works hard.
Yep. Everything coming out of the franchise says it was a positive experience.
Yeah. That
he was very positive.
And he's going to stay in shape.
Staying in shape. keeping his trade value up. Everything's positive. So, yeah, hopefully everything's cool personal-wise. It's not a big issue. But basketball-wise, man, hey, he allowed Kyle Lowry to go to Miami. So, for that, we can salute him.
Kyle Lowry loves Goran Dragic.
As he should.
Yeah.
You know? And just didn't fit in here.
We're just waiting for Dallas to panic. And it's going to be all good. Don't
we'll
worry
take
about Luka Goran. Yeah.
Straight up for Goran.
Yeah, yeah, you might have to throw in a pick.
Protected. Yeah. Protected pick in Luka for Goran. Where do you think he ends up? Is it, I mean, what the fuck do we know? But if you had to guess.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, here's something. Do you think he's going to end up back in Miami or another team?
No, it'll be another. It'll be another team. I think he's going to try to go to Dallas, man.
Yeah.
I really think he's going to try to go to Dallas. He's going to want to go to a contender, obviously, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Dallas is not a... I wouldn't say they're a contender.
Yeah, who knows, man? What a weird year.
It is a very weird year.
Goran, shout out to you, buddy. I'm sure he listens to the podcast.
For sure he does. He's not playing.
He's got time.
Thing four? Four for the... Thing four.
Just moving along today.
Just flying along, not a lot to talk about.
Let's be honest.
Not a lot to talk about, but we're going to the game tonight. When you hear this, we're going to the Memphis game.
That's right.
So we'll have more. We'll have an arena experience.
Some more
to talk about. Yeah,
this is something I meant to bring up last week, but forgot. But since we're light on content, works out great for this week.
Hell yeah!
Back on November 11th, when the Raptors were in Philadelphia playing the 76ers. Kyle Lowry's mom showed up to the game wearing a Toronto basketball shirt.
What? She's got lots at
home. What the fuck is up?
Yeah.
I was so pumped when I saw this. And then she tweeted and she's like, we're out here or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Let's
yeah.
fucking go.
Keeping my eye on the boys.
Are you kidding me? So with that in mind, and then, of course, the Undefeated article that came out 2 weeks ago with Lowry talking about how Toronto's is everything. He's retiring a Raptor, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, kind of related, but not really, you look at the offseason moves the Blue Jays are making,
mm-hmm.
and Gausman turned down more money from the Mets to
come. He wanted to come.
So listen, Toronto, I say this in all sincerity, when the teams are winning, we can get whoever we want.
Of course.
When we're winning.
We have to be good, yes.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. Once the team's winning, people are like, yeah, I'll go to Toronto.
Of
Let's
course.
Fucking go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, buddy.
But this was not always the case.
No.
This is a good this is a good feeling.
Yeah.
This is a positive.
There's still going to be bums who be like no one wants to come to Canada.
Sure.
And I'm sure there's a lot of ignorant people that don't want to come to Canada, but the people that know, the people that get it. Listen, if you come in and Drake is in the city and he knows he's like, "Oh, you're in the city? All right, man.
You can get hooked up.
Take the morning off."
Yeah, exactly.
Better take the goddamn morning off because I'm gonna show you some shit.
Exactly. I was so jacked when I saw that post from his mom, and mm-hmm. then despite the team, the Raptors not even doing that well. Tim Lawicki, shout out to this man, throwing Drake as a global ambassador, getting him involved with the franchise.
Yep.
Things are good, man.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember how dark things were back in the day?
Dude, right. I even see, there's some people that like are mad at. They're just like Drake doesn't. Who gives a shit about Drake? It doesn't matter. Like I'm like no.
That's not how it works.
When you're a 20 something year old kid and you get to go party with Drake,
yeah,
that is a goddamn thing.
That's
man.
A thing. Yeah. Absolutely, man. And like thinking back to like the Colangelo days when he's and actually, at the time I actually thought this was a genius move when he's like we're gonna get all the European players. I was like fuck yeah.
That's the only people that want to
That's
be here.
That's the only ones that'll come here. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
go for it, Brian. I love it.
I remember that. Yep.
It made sense.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a smart move. We're like, hey, we're a European city, essentially, right?
Yeah.
They'll come here.
We're diverse. We got people from everywhere here.
Hell yeah.
You'll find your people here.
Let's do it. And then didn't go too fucking good.
No.
Didn't go too well, you know?
Yeah, no.
No disrespect to Jorge Garbajosa, but didn't work out.
Yeah. All disrespect to Andrea Bargnani. All.
All of it.
All disrespect.
But then... Tim Lawicki, Masai Ujiri come in here, flip the switch.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got Kyle Lowry's fucking mom wearing a Toronto basketball
shirt. Following the
shirt
team around.
While her son is playing in Miami and she's at her home fucking game in Philadelphia.
We're in Raptors gear. It's crazy.
It's amazing. What a time to be alive.
It's great.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago, but she really is like the mom of Raptors Twitter. Like it's just everyone fucking, she's just running things on there, you know?
Just seems like a lovely lady.
Seems like a great person. Seems very normal. Would love to just hang out with her, you know?
Share a meal.
Have some wings or something. I don't know. Maybe she likes wings. Cheesesteak. She's from Philadelphia.
Philly, yeah.
Hey, man. Searching for some positive positivity to talk about here, and that's all I got.
Yeah, well, that's
I think it's a good one.
That's a big one, man.
Yeah.
The ties are deep, and the ties are forever, man. This city changed her son's life, changed her life, changed...
Yep.
Generationally changed...
Their family.
The whole family, so how can you not... Can you not wear a Toronto shirt?
Did you see when the Heat played the Bulls, him and DeRozan hanging out?
Yeah.
That was nice.
I know. It is nice. And I like that Jimmy.
Yeah, it was on the outside.
Yeah, Jimmy's on the outside when DeMar's there.
Did you see also, speaking of DeRozan, he broke the Bulls franchise record for most points in the first, I think it's, where are we, like 25 games of this? He broke Michael Jordan's record.
Yeah. He's better than Michael Jordan.
Take down 23, put up 11 in the fucking banner, in the rafters.
Shout out to DeMar. I love I love the braids. They grew on me.
Can he maintain this in the playoffs?
No. But maybe.
Maybe.
Different team, man.
Different
team. They got some weapons on that goddamn team, so. We'll see.
I'm excited to watch, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Who are you rooting for? The Raptors, I mean, this is hypothetical because we're winning the championship this year, but we don't make the play-in, or we lose in the play-in.
Oh, God.
Are you going Miami, or are you going Chicago?
Chicago? I think probably Chicago, to be honest.
Me too.
Yeah.
Kyle's got a ring, man.
He does. Yeah, I just like to see DeRozan do something.
Go get Debo, get a ring, baby.
Hell yeah.
Think five.
A little light on topics again, so might as well go around the league here.
Let's go around the league.
We're going around the league?
Phoenix Suns are amazing, and no one's talking about them for some reason.
Steph, man. Steph is taking all the spotlight, and rightfully so, because they're goddamn amazing.
Yeah. I watched the Phoenix-Brooklyn game the other night, and holy shit, they're good. First of all, Phoenix is. Second, though, you know, it's not to be that guy, but like watching them play, I was like, I kind of get why they didn't give Ayton a giant contract.
Really?
Kind of get it. Because he's a big, like he's a true center. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, he was really good for them last year, man.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of Suns games this year, to be
honest.
He's
good. He's extremely good, but I'm like, do you want a center eating up a giant piece of your cap space? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. But, man, they're good. Holy shit, Devin Booker's good. Holy shit, that guy's good.
Yeah, he's a gangster, man.
Yeah, really fun to watch that team.
Yeah.
Big fan.
And shout out to Chris Paul, man.
Yeah, Chris Paul, still doing it. Golden State, as you said, is, not bad.
Dude, Steph Curry's is the most entertaining player to watch in the league, and it's not even close, dude.
I agree with that. You know what always fucks me up every time I watch him too is the amount of layups he gets.
Yeah.
Like, I get it if you can just bomb three or some half court or whatever and that's your thing, but like, how does that man get so many fucking layups?
Because he's not as small as people think he is, man. Steph Curry's fucking jacked.
I guess. But like, you shouldn't be able to get a layup in the NBA in a half court offense. Like that, you know what I mean? Like, you're playing against seven.
Precious Achiuwa, tell that.
But like, how the fuck do you get a layup in a half court offense when there's like at least 2 7-foot men standing by the basket, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, we've seen Fred do it.
Yeah.
Fred misses a lot more at the rim than Steph does, though.
But. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, no, you're right. He does get a lot as well. That's true. But just, man, like, holy shit, Steph gets a lot of layups. Like, unfucking believable. That guy's...
The dude is goddamn incredible, man. He's like he's the MVP this year.
I think so, yeah.
Klay's not even back yet.
That's what's scary.
Klay's coming back and he's pissed.
Really?
He's mad he wasn't in the top 75.
He should be.
He's wearing 77 in practices.
He should be. He should be in the top 75. And then at the other end of the spectrum, announced today, we're recording this on Monday, that Kemba Walker is no longer in the starting lineup of the
New York Knicks came back to earth real quick, huh?
Yeah. Huh. Kemba.
New York Knicks basketball.
Oof. That is too bad.
Julius Randle looks like old Julius Randle.
Those playoffs last year broke him, I think, man. Just like smashed his brain.
DeMarcus Cousins is on the Bucks.
What? I honestly, I had no fucking clue. When did that happen?
Last night.
Okay, I had no idea that was a thing.
DeMarcus Cousins?
Last night, I don't feel as bad.
He's on the goddamn Bucks, buddy.
How do you think that's going to work out?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. They got Giannis, man. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Bucks are sitting fourth right now. It's tied for fourth with the Bulls, actually. Not bad.
Yeah, they've had injuries too, man.
What do you think of the Lakers?
They're a dumpster fire of a team.
That's pretty good.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Anthony Davis is shit.
I don't know, man. I was never a big Anthony Davis fan.
I don't know. He's shit. I'm just being an asshole. But he's not playing well.
No.
Russell Westbrook's, I don't know, kind of doing exactly what I thought Russell Westbrook was going to do, to be honest. Like, and it's not good. Like,
no. And LeBron looks like he hates everybody. Like, he doesn't, like, he's like, this team is shit. I'm going to fire the coach. I'm going to trade everybody on this team, guys. So have fun. Really. Stay in shape because you're not going to be here anymore. Enjoy the sunshine.
I watched Space Jam 2 the other day, or the New Legacy, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it, yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, it's I'm not a child anymore, so I didn't like it at all. But but I did it in someone else's podcast before. So I did see the first Space Jam, like, fairly close to when I watched
to the second one.
The second one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How they compare?
Bron's a better actor than
Michael.
Than Michael, yeah.
It's the only thing. It's the only thing he's got on him.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's because The Last Dance broke my brain. Like, I was like, there's no way you're even nice to cartoons. Like, what do you? Literally the only scene where I was like, this is Michael when he was yelling at them at halftime during the game.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not even acting, brother. That's you right there. That's perfect.
I thought the animation on the new Space Jam was amazing. It looks so good.
Yeah.
Like, the special effects were incredible. It felt like a kind of like an infomercial for Warner Brothers, to be honest.
Well,
like,
the first Space Jam was just it's all just commercials.
Yeah.
The whole thing is commercials, right?
The second one though is less subtle. I feel it's like they're really hammering home, like,
well, King Kong's in the stadium watching. Like,
yeah,
like got every.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah,
but
did we talk about this on this podcast? How they cut out Pepe Le Pew, but they got that goddamn Clockwork Orange guys
that's
in there.
Right? Yeah. I think we mentioned that. Yeah, but that is messed up.
Nuts.
Yeah, and now look, LeBron's real team is in shambles. So
yeah,
that's what you get.
Call Bugs.
Something.
Gonna have to call Bugs up. Still no Kyrie, still no Ben Simmons.
Right.
I read a story, I don't know, I can't remember where, and I don't know if this is accurate, but it's hilarious. And it was like Ben Simmons is like slowly going broke.
Really?
That's what I read, because he apparently lives a lavish lifestyle and he's getting fined like a motherfucker. So,
dude, that would be such a good ESPN 30 for 30.
Just he goes broke.
Just watching him go. Did you ever see the 30 for 30 broke?
Yeah. Anton Walker.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was
sad.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
But this is all on him, though. Like, he can show up and play and get paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't know, man. That's so weird. Like, if he's not going to play, I just don't get it.
Mm-mm.
Like, what is the goal? The goal is to trade him, but no one wants him.
What,
like, you value him too high?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what is the end goal other than finding the kid?
Who is ever going to take that
contract?
Know. Like, that's the thing, man. Is he just starting this gigantic contract and he's this person? By the way, the Sixers are in 11th place right now.
Joel was out for, and yeah, so was Tobias out for a long time.
Oh, and speaking of that, though, Joel Embiid recently said about his COVID experience, he said, it hit me hard. I really thought I wasn't going to make it. It was that bad. I'm just thankful to be sitting here. I struggled with it, but I'm just glad I got over it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Goddamn.
Be careful, guys. There's a new variant, too.
Sure. Why not?
It's like a goddamn PlayStation update. Every time you want to go play, man, there's an update, and you're like, oh, gotta sit back down.
Back to Ben Simmons, though. What is that end goal? Like, what do you think the point is? Like, what?
I none of it makes sense. I'm like, I don't, from both sides. I'm like, I don't know what the hell we're doing here. Rich Paul's just turning up with Adele. He doesn't give a shit. What do you want, buddy? I got my commission off that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Fine you into, exactly. into bankruptcy. I could care less. You don't play.
I don't pay the fines, Ben. That's all you, buddy.
Yeah, that's on you, buddy. The league takes that right from your pay.
If you had to pick one guy that is going to make it back this season, is it Kyrie or is it Ben Simmons?
If they trade Kyrie to somewhere where he could play with a negative test and not a vaccine, is that a thing that could happen?
I think so. It's just got to be outside of California, New York, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Kyrie Irving's going to Miami.
Yeah, can you imagine? Where would you put him? Houston.
Houston.
He could play in Texas.
Ship him out for John Wall straight. Yeah.
And John Wall said this past week that he wants to play.
I know,
again.
I saw that. He had a meeting. He's like, guys, I want to start. And they're like, hold on, buddy.
John,
hold on.
John, we had a talk earlier about this. What's going on, buddy? We're all on the same page.
We didn't even print a uniform for you, actually.
John, you're not ending the program.
Sorry, buddy.
It's an entertaining league.
It is. And it just feels like a weird year, man. Everything just feels weird about it.
Really does.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Thing six, many tricks.
Twitter questions. Thank you to everybody who hit us up on Twitter. Appreciate everybody just showing the support in general. Means a lot, guys.
Thank you. And thanks for all the folks that came out to the show, man. On Thursday. Holy smokes.
Yo, another back-to-back sold-out shows.
You guys are wicked.
Thank you to coming to that at the Comedy Bar last Thursday. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. A lot of shots.
Yes.
Taken.
Yeah, that was great. Next one's December 30th, so New Year's Eve.
There you go.
You best believe that's going to be a rowdy one.
Yeah.
We're all going to be on vacation. So, and if you're on vacation,
come on out. Chug some friggin' eggnog with us or something. I don't know.
Get ready. December 30th at Comedy Bar on Bloor.
Speaking of that, do you fancy an eggnog every now and again?
I'm not an eggnog guy, really, no.
I'll tell you what, Barry. I do like eggnog, but I don't like alcoholic eggnog.
What do you mean? Like eggnog with rum?
Yeah. I just like eggnog.
Just like straight eggnog?
Just right to the head, buddy, like a chocolate milk.
Hmm. Actually, you know what's funny? I had a chocolate milk on the way over here, and I haven't had one in months. Today. Yeah. But eggnog, no.
Hmm.
I don't think so. It's too... I don't know. It's not my thing. Like, I get it, you know?
It's delicious. I get excited when I see it.
Really?
Oh, yeah, and I always buy it on sale, and then one obviously goes bad, because I'm like, how much eggnog do you think I could possibly drink?
But no booze? Nothing?
No booze, no. Straight out the carton.
Oh, God.
No booze.
That's not good. That's a problem.
Tainted with rum? I don't want creamy rum. It's disgusting. It's like a White Russian. It's gross.
I wonder if you could do, speaking of the White Russian, if you could put vodka in eggnog.
Ugh.
I wonder if that's a thing.
I think it would separate, like.
But then, you know, what about Bailey's and eggnog?
That might be good. That might be good.
You know what? I feel like we're coming up with an idea for a holiday episode right now. It's just
feels like we're going to get diarrhea, Barry.
different eggnog drinks.
That's what it feels like. Feels like I'm going to be sick to my stomach.
We could have Zarar on for that one. We'll do the eggnog taste test.
Hell yeah, buddy. Different boozes in it. There's a gin and eggnog. See what happens to your body.
God, that sounds disgusting. Okay, but we could do rum and eggnog.
For sure.
Vodka eggnog. I'm just curious.
Whiskey eggnog?
Oh, I just, yeah.
Like a Jameson and an eggnog?
Okay. Bailey's and eggnog.
It's classically rum, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be rum. Yeah.
Okay.
Spiced rum.
Just as a Guyanese person, I'm not putting rum in eggnog. That's just madness to me. It's either straight or Coke.
Put Coke in eggnog?
Rum, man.
Oh,
rum and
Jesus
Coke.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Coke and eggnog.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about here.
Yeah, I want diabetes as fast as possible.
Okay. But for the eggnog taste test, we could do rum, vodka, just to satisfy my curiosity.
Okay.
Whiskey, Bailey's, because I'm curious if that
I think
would
Bailey's
work.
Is going to be delicious.
And then we could do one for each thing.
All right.
Maybe throw in like a Zambuca or something wild.
What in God's name are you saying to me?
A schnapps?
Ugh. Putting Goldschlager in there?
Ooh, that's festive.
Yeah.
There
Tastes
you go.
Like cinnamon hearts?
Yeah.
There you go. Hey. A little candy cane action?
Yes. You know what? We're doing a holiday episode. That's going to happen.
All right.
The eggnog, eggnog taste off. If anyone has any suggestions to go with eggnog, reasonable suggestions.
Yeah, I mean,
don't send us Old English or something.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. A little malt liquor in there.
Yeah.
Put a red stripe in there.
Just a 40 of.
It's like a Jaeger bomb, eggnog. Buddy. You drop the whole fucking red stripe in there. Tip it over.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if Jaeger would be good with eggnog.
No. No, it would not be good.
We're going to find six combinations and rank them.
Yeah.
We'll even try and get Zarar in on that. We'll see what happens. Okay. Twitter questions. First question, Sandro, Luke Dick. What's going on, Sandro? Not that I expect you guys to cover it on a Raptors show, but do you ever go to any 905 or local team games? Scarborough is getting a CEBL team with OVO ownership this summer. Is that something of interest?
Yes. I will go to see the Scarborough team play 100%. I will buy a jersey. I'll try out for the dance pack, whatever it takes. I want to be involved.
Nice. Well, when I was growing up, Hamilton had the Skyhawks.
There you go.
They used to play at Cops Coliseum.
Great name, too. Hamilton Skyhawks.
Better believe it. There's a song, too. I could sing it verbatim right now, but won't put us through that. But
what's Scarborough's team's name?
I don't know. This is news to me. I didn't realize this. And it's OVO ownership, so they're probably going to have nice uniforms. That's something.
For sure. The owl's going to be on there. We're going to get the owl.
Yeah. Yeah.
The owl patch.
In terms of the 905, I've never been to a game yet. Have you?
No, man.
We
had big plans when we first got that team. We're like, we're going to rent a limo and go and sit courtside because it was cheap.
We should still do that.
Yeah. I wonder if the prices went up.
Interesting. Oh, that's something I wanted to ask you about, too, is like everyone's losing their mind because the ticket prices are so high this year, but the team's not performing. They're like, why don't you drop the ticket prices?
Because they're a greedy corporation.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah.
They don't.
I mean, I think that's the answer right there.
Well, that's exactly why.
I think we're done.
What the hell are we? Are you out of your mind? What are we doing here? They didn't make money for 2 years. You think they're going to drop the goddamn price on anything? Yeah. And by the way, you do notice it. Like the energy in
the arena is different. I agree.
What the hell? The Boston game. I was like, what's going on?
No, I definitely agree.
Like, do you guys think we're going to win a championship? Like, for real, for real? And you're disappointed by...
It's a different bracket. It's a different tax bracket
at
games now. It's still... The 300s are still pretty good, though. Like,
they're still good, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's still some of our people that were there, basically. Yeah. But, it's definitely... You notice, for sure.
Yeah, the lower bowl is... They're Maple Leaf fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. It suits.
Yes. That said, though, if you can get courtside tickets for the 905 for under $100, we should do that limo idea.
100%.
So we'll get back to you. Sandro, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah.
That's a good call. Michael Nasamoto, how are you guys feeling about the Goran Dragic situation? Think he'll be back, or is that it? And he's getting traded. Let's go Raptors Nation.
Raptors Nation.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it earlier. I think he's done. I think that's it.
Yeah.
And, you know, no hard feelings.
No, man. Thanks.
Thanks for facilitating the Kyle Lowry trade.
Thanks for being an all-around nice guy.
Yeah. Everything seemed positive.
Mm-hmm.
Even that comment that came out early in the summer seems like it got like kind of lost in translation. I don't buy into that shit. You know what I mean? He was so professional and cool when he was here. It was just whatever.
There's no way he meant to. He's shitting on the team and the city. There's no way.
No. Off the backboard. Went to the Dave Chappelle show in Toronto a couple weeks ago. Not going to lie, I laugh more at your pod than I do at these comedy shows. Hey-o.
Come to our comedy show, man.
Yeah. Love the content and the slander. P.S. Took the boys to Heartbreak Chef for the first time. That shit was immaculate. Loved every bite. Shout out to you off the backboard and Heartbreak Chef. Support Heartbreak Chef. Yeah. I mean, not that the man needs it. He's absolutely crushing.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we can endorse anything, it is... Heartbreak Chef.
They also cater events, and I saw it, and they make little chicken sliders. It's like, holy shit. I want to do something where we cater an event with Heartbreak Chef.
Yeah, that's...
And they got little toothpicks that they put in, and they make... Like,
hearts?
It's a heart. Yeah, I'm like, oh, my God.
Guy's on fire. Doesn't disappoint.
Yeah. See, he's been on the Marilyn Dennis show.
Oh, yeah.
A whole bunch, yeah. Didn't even know Marilyn Dennis was...
Still going.
Still kicking.
Didn't even realize that... Old Much Music building was still being used.
Yeah, no,
to be honest.
It
always
sure is, buddy.
Good for them. Good for Bell. What do you think of? Do you have any thoughts on Chappelle nowadays? Do you want to weigh in on Chappelle?
Do I? I mean, that's still that's
kinda
one of the
touchy.
Big reasons why I started doing comedy. It's kind of touchy, and it's something I normally avoid after doing comedy shows. Someone, you know, an audience member will come up and say, well, what do you think about Chappelle? I'm like, this is, I got to go to the bar right now. I can't talk about that. But Listen, man, sometimes you get very rich and then it's...
things change.
Things, your life fucking is a lot different, man.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There's that.
I'll agree with
that. Still think the dude is hilarious and prolific and a genius, but I think it's a lot of money, brother.
It's a lot of money. I saw Neil Brennan perform in New York when I was there a couple weeks ago. His one-man show.
His one-man show? His new one? Yep.
So good.
Shout out to Neil Brennan, man.
Man, that guy's funny. Sean Conrad. Not including Dragic, who do y'all think is the most likely to get traded this season?
There's a certain fella there with a Mary Brown's commercial.
I was going to say, no disrespect to your girlfriend's jersey, but...
Oh, she's warned. She was warned, man, and it's my worst fears are coming true this year.
It might be her fault.
Yeah, it is. I'll blame her. 100%.
But I think Chris Boucher...
I think so.
That's the guy going. Duncan Crabtree, which burger is the best? I'll defer to you on this one, but you're Rudy's.
I'm a Rudy guy. I think Rudy's the best. Maddie's Patties is up there, but I think Rudy's, you know, just a little bit cheaper.
All right.
Much smaller, but delicious.
We will be getting to the burger rankings.
Possibly next week. We might figure it out and start eating some burgers, man.
It's going to happen. Final question goes to Post Martin Insta. In your opinion, what segment of the GTA makes up the best Raptor fans? Scarlem, of course, right? Is Scarlem Scarborough?
Yes, sir.
I've never heard that Scarlem.
Never heard Scarlem?
No.
Interesting. Oh, man. Scarberia?
Scarberia, I've heard, sure.
Yeah.
The best Raptor fans in the GTA? Scarborough for sure, of course, there are a bunch. What do you think?
I'm riding with...
I mean, you got to ride with
that. I'm riding with Scarborough, baby.
There's so many. It's oof.
Dude, my friends from Scarborough randomly check on me like Scotty Barnes is my son. Boy's doing good tonight. I'm like, yeah, sure is. Like,
yeah. I think the whole city's really embraced the team. It does feel like more of a basketball town than hockey town.
I don't know how the Leafs are doing. See, the problem
is they're on fire right now.
Are they?
They're like, I saw something... They just had their best month like ever, apparently, or some shit. I don't know.
Hey, man.
They're good right now, though.
I'm all for it. Let's get all these teams clicking.
Yeah, sure. No, whatever. But that just goes to show, like, that's how they just had their best month, whatever, in history. And we don't even fucking know about it. Like,
yeah.
Living here, you would know something, you know? We should have heard something, but.
Yeah, but also, I'm like, we're not in that world. Like, we don't follow any accounts that, like, you know. But even, I don't even see it on TSN or anything, but maybe the algorithm is not showing me because they.
Block it.
I could care less, yeah.
Yeah, it's fair.
When Justin Bieber starts posting about it, then I'll know the Leafs are for real.
Yes. Did you see Justin Timberlake, by the way, at the Memphis game?
Yeah, he's like part owner, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Have you seen that Janet Jackson documentary?
I have not, no.
Get on that. That is good. Yeah, she's a legend, I'll say that.
She's a G, man. That whole family is goddamn legendary.
She got treated dirty.
I actually did see on Twitter that someone said that Michael Jackson wasn't even the best Jackson. And I was like, now we're out of control.
Whoa.
We're out of control here.
I've been forever a huge Janet Jackson fan. That's tough. That's
not even tough. No, it's absurd. It's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, no. But the pedophilia, though, taints it for me.
Sure it did.
But
of course it did, Barry.
But if we're not including...
I'm not talking about the songs, man. All right. I'm talking about the goddamn moonwalk.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, he's very talented that way. Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
hell of a way to end the podcast.
On that note, let's wrap it up. You can send your complaints to.
Ooh, dodged one with Chappelle, but brought it right back with the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, made sure.
Let's go. We should talk about Bill Cosby being out and running around free.
Thanks to everybody who hit us up on Twitter.
Nothing more offensive than our takes on basketball, anyway, so it's all good.
Yeah. We'll be back next week and looking forward to a playoff push.
Championship. Let's go get it. Rookie of the year, championship.
Lots of
finals MVP for Siakam.
We got the burger rankings coming.
Yeah. More realistic. We went to burger rankings coming.
We're going to figure out some eggnog drinks. It's going to be a great time.
Take Zarrar down. It's going to tell us he's a dairy allergy and we're not going to give a fuck. He's still going to have to drink it.
Let's go Raptors.